Well, I continued honestly, it's never late enough for me as far as that stuff is concerned. He wanted to know a bunch of technical stuff about Blaze Drive Retrograde. Over my head. She looked surprised.
But you developed the Blaze Drive.
I stole it, I corrected her. Quan Tri developed it.
Oh, I see.
Do you? She smiled. It was a lovely smile.
No,
she admitted. We both laughed again.
We have time for a quick tour before seeing Holly. That is, if you're interested in seeing our little shop. Are you?
Very, I answered, which was true, but dishonest. A few minutes later, she asked,
How technical would you like me to be?
And I answered, As technical as you like, which was both untrue and dishonest. So, of course, from that moment on, I didn't understand a damn thing she was saying. Oh, I got the overall picture well enough, thanks to the briefing I had had back in the mutineer Borgland stateroom. And I suppose there was a thing or two about statistical history that I gathered up during those few moments among the computer banks. But essentially, the trip was only good for one thing. I discovered the seal into master ground control. Trying to be subtle, I couldn't ask many questions about it, particularly since I had asked hardly any questions about anything else. I did find out, however, that there was another entrance, and that it was direct to the outer dome. I logged that with stars beside it. I would have to learn how to get down there without going through all of the other seals. And, come to think of it, that would be a better way to bring Borgland's people in as well. Maybe the whole thing could be over and done with before anyone had a chance to argue. It was nice being with Laia, too. Well, not completely. For it made me wonder why it was that this sort of woman never wants a man like me. The great women, it seemed to me, wanted the gentle Hollies of the universe. And Holly's being a better outlet for maternal instincts didn't explain it either, I admitted grudgingly, when I noted the way she kissed him when we found him at last at a workbench. She kissed him in the unmistakable style of a woman who wanted him as a man, and maybe also in a way to make me aware of that fact, I thought, recalling Cortez's foolish behavior a few minutes earlier.